be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus took Peter, James, and his brother John and laid them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. And his clothes became dazzling white, such as no fool on earth could bleach them. Then Elijah appeared to them, along with Moses, and they were conversing with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He hardly knew what to say. They were so terrified. Then a cloud came, casting a shadow over them. From the cloud came a voice, "This is my beloved son, listen to him." Suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone but Jesus alone with them. As they were coming down from the mountain, he charged them not to relate what they had seen to anyone, except when the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what rising from the dead meant. The Gospel of the Lord. My dear brothers and sisters, today's feast reminds me of when I went to Holy Land in 2010, and I visited this Church of Transfiguration right on top of the mountain where it was built. And in this church, you can find three altars in one church. One of the altars dedicated to Jesus, one to Moses, and one to Elijah. So the issue of transfiguration, it is something that happened. I have witnessed that church by myself. I've experienced that. I've been inside this church. But then today, this feast reminds us something very important. But before we talk about that, the question we have to ask is, why did Jesus transfigure? What led to this? Now, we remember, after Jesus fed the people, the 5,000 people, with five loaves of bread and two fish, people started to follow him. A lot of crowd started following Jesus. And they were having different views about the person of Jesus. Most of them were seeing him as a miracle worker. Some were seeing him as someone who has come to feed us. Others were seeing him as a great prophet. So one day when Jesus was with his disciples, when they got to Caesarea Philippi, Jesus asked the disciples, "Whom do people think that I am?" And some say, "Oh, most people think that you are Elijah. Most people, others say that you are one of the prophets." And Jesus asked them, you have been following me. Whom do you think that I am?" Then Peter said, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said, "Thank you so much, my son. It is the Holy Spirit that has revealed this to you. And because of this, upon you, I will build my church." Then after that incident, Jesus started to tell them the story that he has come to suffer, that he will be persecuted, and they will hang him on the cross. But on the third day, he will rise again. When he was saying this, the hope of most of the disciples were dashed because they couldn't understand why they were following someone that would not give them something. They thought that, oh, why do we now follow him? Since we thought that he has come to liberate us, to save us. Why is he talking about being killed and dying and being nailed on the cross? So most of them, their hope were dashed. When Jesus saw that most of them are beginning to lose their faith, he now took Peter, James, and John to the high mountain. And when he got there, he transfigured. And the moment Peter saw this, he was marveled. He saw the glory of the kingdom of God. And he exclaimed, oh, why can't we remain here forever? Let us build three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. And he was able to say this because he saw the glory of the kingdom of God. And after saying that, a cloud came and covered Jesus, Moses, and Elijah. And a voice came and said, this is my beloved son, listen to him. And after some time, everything disappeared. And Jesus took them back. So what Jesus did was he took these apostles and revealed to them the tip of the iceberg and revealed to them what they would gain by following him. And this brings us to what we have to learn today, my dear friends in Christ, that our faith will never be in vain. Following Jesus will never be in vain. All the sufferings, all the persecutions we are experiencing, all these we will gain at the end. Because at the end of the tunnel, there is always a light. So this feast today is to encourage us, my dear friends in Christ, to remain steadfast and never lose faith and trust in God, that God will reward us on the resurrection day. And also this feast reminds us that there is a connection between suffering and glory. After suffering, we will be glorified. So let us remain steadfast and optimistic, and never lose faith and trust. Let us pray for the grace to always remain faithful, no matter our situations. Please may you rise.